Russians. He joined a group of young activists who were attempting to save two of their comrades from execution. This led to his arrest in 1885 and incarceration in solitary confinement in a Warsaw prison. In the summer of 1887, Wilfred was to be transported to a prison camp in Siberia, but somehow he escaped and went on the run. He made his way, no one quite knows how, to London, where he resurfaced 3 years later. Living in the London suburb of Chiswick, he met up with a group of fanatical Englishmen and exiled Russians bent on ending the rule of the Tsar. They published a revolutionary magazine called Free Russia, which Wilfred Voynich sold on the streets. With the help of his girlfriend Ethel Boole, he worked his way up to becoming manager of a small bookshop. In September 1902, the two married, not purely for love, partially for convenience, as Wilfred wanted to take on British nationality, and he could only do this by marrying a British citizen. Wilfred Voynich led an exciting life with many ups and downs, and he was permanently short of money. Mr. and Mrs. Voynich began smuggling banned books to Russia, and Wilfred lived in constant fear of becoming the victim of a political attack. So he traveled under a series of aliases, depending on which country he was in and what company he was keeping. Back in London, Voynich opened an antiquarian bookshop and began buying up old